bringing the stories of people just like us directly into your home and learning more about them. This is Trent Speaks. I had a plan for the podcast this week, and that plan has been completely thrown out the window. I had done some recordings, and I was going to talk to you about a spontaneous, impromptu trip to Marquette. But this podcast is going to be completely different than I could have ever imagined it being. And this week, I want to talk to you about decisions and some decisions that I've been making, some things that I've been thinking about, some things that I have been realizing, and these were quick decisions, but I know that they were necessary decisions. And, you know, decisions are something that we make every day in our lives. We make a number of decisions daily. We think about a number of things daily. Some of the decisions we make are good. Some of them are bad. Some of them have impact. Some of them don't. For me, I think sometimes when I make decisions, it's very difficult for me to make that decision. I go back and forth a lot. I'm a big thinker. I'm an overthinker. It's something I've always said. I think that's what leads to my anxiety. That's what lends to how my state of my mental health is decisions, the impact of decisions. I think, too, just knowing that we all make them and we all do things. And so I got accepted within the past week into a doctorate program. And so that's been super exciting. That was super awesome. And it's a wonderful opportunity, but yet that's another decision that I have to make. I'm probably still going to go through with it. I don't see why I wouldn't. But it's something to consider. Is that something that I want to make sure that I'm doing, that I'm going to continue to do? Very well, you may be hearing me speak soon about starting those doctorate classes and how much work they are. But it is what it is. And you know, I've always talked about how I will be open on the podcast. I'll be honest with you on the podcast. And I can tell you my mental health has taken a nosedive recently. And I want to say at the forefront, I appreciate if you're willing to reach out to me. I get it. I understand your concern for me, that you want to check in and make sure I'm okay. But also, if you do that, please also note that I may not want to talk about it. Sometimes it's great to talk to other people. And I really am a big proponent that we need to be vulnerable. We need to trust certain people. We need to be willing to talk to people, to be open with people. But I also believe that there are times when we feel like we just need to handle things ourselves and do things on our own. And that's kind of in the spot that I am right now. I feel like this is something that I really need to handle on my own. And I need to get a grip on myself. To be quite honest with you, I feel like I sometimes just don't know who I am anymore. I sometimes feel like my relationship with God is non-existent or isn't there or doesn't exist or it's only there sometimes and not all the time. And it's a really crappy feeling. And it's really caused me to think a lot and to reconsider some things. And so that's why I've taken a larger step than I ever have previously. And that was to take a full and complete social media detox. And so that means suspending my Instagram accounts, not posting on those at all. That means deactivating Facebook, which sadly means deactivating the Trent Speaks Facebook page. But this is something that I need to do for me. I've never taken that far of a step, that drastic of a step, in trying to disconnect from social media. But I know that in order to focus on who I am, what I want, the direction I'm trying to take in my life, really find myself, and to better find my relationship with God, and to fully understand that, to fully be the person that I want to be and be proud of who I am and what I do and what I accomplish, that I need to do this for me. And with that also came the decision of where the podcast goes after this. And it's unfortunate to say the podcast is going to be on a hiatus. The podcast will be no more for the time being. And that's a tough decision for me to make. But it's one that I feel is necessary in order for my own well-being, in order for my own journey that I'm about to go on. Heck, if I could take a sabbatical from work, I would. If I could just go away, no phone, no social media, to a remote location, just me, my Bible, my journal, for a number of days, I would. And even saying that now is the first time I've really thought about it, and something I should definitely look into. To get away from the hustle and bustle, to just sit and be alone, and to think. Which thinking is often my kryptonite. But I think I know sometimes that can be the most helpful thing for us to talk and have a conversation with God, or just talk and have a conversation with ourselves, which the latter is what gets myself in trouble with my mental health. Full circle. So it's unfortunate to say, but necessary to say, not to expect a podcast for about the next month, month and a half. I would say that you could potentially anticipate a podcast being released again late March, early April. Of course, feel free to continue to check Apple Podcasts and SoundCloud or Audioboom for Trent Speaks to catch the latest news and trend. I'll also, if I come back from a social media detox, I will also announce it on those pages as well. You can still email me. I still have an active email address, trentspeaks@gmail.com. If you have any questions or anything of that nature, I apologize for the short podcast this week, but a lot of things weighing heavily on me right now. A lot of thoughts going through my mind, a lot of things that I know I need to take time to focus on, and we'll go from there and see what happens in this life. I love you all, peace and blessings, and until I reconvene, God bless.